Educators, politicians, and business people are taking computer coding pretty seriously. President Obama has asked all Americans to give coding a shot and has encouraged high schools in particular to teach computer science.
A group of entrepreneurs in the Chippewa Valley are picking up that challenge. This summer, the Evercode Foundation is launching a coding camp aimed at teaching kids in K-12 schools.
Here with us now are two of the founders of the organization. Garrett Denny is the president of the Evercode Foundation Board of Directors and marketing manager at the Wisconsin Independent Network. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Ben Strowinski is the owner and creative director of Satellite 6 and vice president of Evercode. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Well, let's start with you, Garrett. What is a computer coding camp? What happens there?
So the genesis of this was about a year ago, year and a half ago, when a couple of entrepreneurs, Ben was key, Jamf Software also, and the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, started to talk about how we equip that next generation of student to be competitive in the market today. And so much of what we do is revolving around applications, the Internet of Things, and connected devices, that you really need to be equipped with those coding skills. That's where this started.
And Ben, give me the pitch as though I were one of the kids, the target audience here. Why do I want to learn how to code?
Well, again, just like Garrett said, there's so many different connected devices and things happening on the web these days. One of the big things that I think Evercode and a coding camp brings to the table for kids is that it enables their creativity, it gives them new skills with which they can explore and kind of play with the media that's out there.
Is there a set of prerequisites, something that the kid needs to go before showing up for this computer camp, this coding camp?
Yeah, that's a great question. The answer is no. What we really want to reach are the students that have never been introduced to formal coding education. They look at their iPad or their Xbox and they see magic happening, and you want to kind of get under the hood, right, and see how that hot dog is made. So Ben can actually speak to this really in depth, but yeah, we want to reach students that have never had exposure.
Yeah, Ben, go ahead, Ben. Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say that's basically our mission. In this case, we're really trying to give kids that sort of foundational level of code, give them a basic understanding of how URLs, how HTML structure all works together, how you can create a website from basically nothing, and give them the opportunity to really play on the web.
And Ben, is the thought here that every single student who comes to this is going to end up in the world of programming, or is there benefit for knowing this stuff even if that's not our career down the road?
No, I don't think everyone's going to end up a web developer, but I think just having the foundational knowledge of the role that code plays in our current society and our current media mix is very helpful for a variety of careers, especially what we see in marketing and we see in other media endeavors.
Now, when I look at code, I've done very little of that in my life, but it looks like, maybe an alien language. I recognize the characters. I don't recognize the structure. Is this really hard? Is the barrier to entry really hard to overcome here, Garrett?
That's a fantastic question, and I think what's really important to remember, especially when we're talking about elementary or middle school students, when you want to get introduced to this, is we're not focused just on the language of code. It's what that code can accomplish as a tool. So we really want to blow open the world of developing the next Facebook or the next piece of video game software and give these students the power to start creating. I think that is so key.
We're talking to Garrett Denny and Ben Strowinski. They're both involved in the Evercode Foundation, trying to get youth in the Eau Claire area, the Chippewa Valley, to try their hand at coding for the various high-tech devices, the internet that we have, and maybe making a difference in their lives down the future. And let's look to the future, Ben. Is the idea here that maybe some of these students will grow up and go into code and start businesses of their own, maybe in the Eau Claire area?
Well, I think that's one of our missions with Evercode Foundation is to try to keep the interest level high in tech jobs, and especially in the emerging tech market in the Chippewa Valley. I think one of the really exciting things that we're going to do with this initial program is get these kids kind of walking through and touring all the different entrepreneurial groups, all the different businesses that are part of the foundation. So these kids are going to get a chance to tour Satellite 6 and Win and tour Jamf and get a real sense of the different kinds of careers they can pursue if they want to get into technology.
Now, we see in the news pretty often controversy in the tech industry being criticized for being a men's game, kind of, mostly a white male, for that matter. Are you trying to overcome that with Evercode, Garrett, and bring in a more diverse crew?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge initiative. And to your point, it's a huge problem in the technology industry as a whole that you see a pretty homogenous population working in that field. So we do want to bring in diversity. We're actually fortunate partnering at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. They have a program called Blue Gold Beginnings that does stellar work, not just for coding, but they're a key partner in this code camp. And what's really nice is we're reaching an audience that's already 50, 60% female for this coding camp. So we have an audience built in from the get-go. That's just fantastic, in my opinion.
Now, when I think of the technology industry, I think of rapid change. I did a little coding work in my high school years. It used a program called BASIC. I don't think they use that anymore. So, Ben, given that it's a moving target, how do you make sure that the skills students are learning is going to be relevant, you know, when they hit the job market, say, in 10 years?
Well, I think our goal is really the foundational knowledge. And so, you know, your BASIC code may not be applicable to today's market, but what it does is still gives you some syntactical information, some idea of how coding structures and coding languages work. And so whether or not, you know, we're still using HTML and CSS, which I'm sure there will be some evolved form of that in the next 5 to 10 years, but whatever we're using, it still gives the students that initial exposure and an understanding of how these sorts of programming languages work.
So what are good stepladders into the world of coding? I've seen actually essays written that I mentioned the BASIC language. That was pretty basic. It wasn't too hard to learn. A lot of the stuff today is much harder. It's much harder to get into. Are there good stepping stones for people, even if they're not going to a camp like this, that might be good first baby steps toward coding?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say if you're looking at really young ages, you know, maybe under the age of 8 or 7, something like that, and you want to introduce the basic concepts of what you're trying to do, head over to code.org. They're another nonprofit that works in this space. They're huge nationwide, and they've got some great tools in the form of games using Flappy Bird and Clash of Clans that they've partnered with. Above that age, you know, when you start getting into that 7-8 range, I think you can really start pressing into web development. And this is our hope, that we equip these kids to build their own web page. They can take it home, show it to mom and dad, and have a project that they've completed.
Ben, talk us through just the logistics. If a student in the Eau Claire area signs up for this camp, what happens? Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, they're going to be at the university. They're going to be through the Blue Gold Beginnings camp. This is sort of our pilot program, so we're really interested to see how it all works. But it's going to be an overnight camp, and what they'll do is in the morning get up and go and code for a few hours and get that foundational knowledge going, and then they'll have some opportunity to kind of have some free code, I think, later in the day, maybe later in the morning. But either way, and then later on in the week, they'll actually get to, like I said, tour the different facilities and kind of see what careers in code would look like. And then they'll come back, and at the end of the camp, the goal is to have everyone that has their own little web project up and live for, again, parents and other people to check out.
Now, I understand there's supposed to be a boot camp for coding in Milwaukee called Ward 5. It was going to be the first computer coding boot camp. The opening was delayed because the Educational Approval Board said it had to register for a kind of regulatory oversight. Have you had to deal with the Educational Approval Board? Is that a hurdle here?
Well, it's a great question, and I think it really speaks, and Ben would echo this, I'd be sure, that it speaks to how important our partners at UW-Eau Claire and in the school districts in Eau Claire have been. You know, we're trying to bring this thing to a population that needs it, that wants it. We've seen a huge response to it. So to just reach out, kind of put this pilot program out there and have the response that we've had from partners that want to be a part of this movement is so encouraging. So we haven't encountered that yet. I don't think we're trying to do the same type of thing that Ward 5 is. So we've maybe avoided some of those regulatory hurdles, but we're really fortunate to have those partners.
And Ben, are you basing this idea on something from somewhere else, or are you just kind of blazing a new trail here?
Well, I mean, I think we've seen that coding camps have cropped up around the U.S., and it's become kind of an awareness thing where people understand that coding education is important in our schools and in extracurriculars. But for us in the area, I think it was just a real opportunity to take that general idea and really build some specific programs out of that.
And Garrett, as we wrap up, is it important for the economy of a country like the United States, a region like the Chippewa Valley, to have people have a hand in coding?
Yeah, I think it's critical. You know, you look ahead 10 years, 20 years, and the best guess is that the innovation in technology is what's going to continue to drive that economic growth. So we want to be a part of that, and we want to bring it to the Midwest. It doesn't need to be just the Silicon Valley. You don't need to move to California. We have tech companies, smart individuals, and great partners right here in Wisconsin, and we want to bring that here.
All right, Garrett, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for your time.
And Ben, thanks to you as well.
Thanks a lot.
We've been talking to Garrett Denny and Ben Strawinski of the Evercode Foundation. They've created a camp to teach kids in the Chippewa Valley area how to program computers and all the high-tech devices that are replacing the old-fashioned computers.